Several years ago, my husband and I were attending a talent show at our children's high school with our friends Karen and John Boney. Back when we were attending this same school a million years ago, the hairstyle for the boys was a long surfer dude ponytail. It just so happens that one of the boys in the talent show was rocking the same hairdo that John and Billy used to have. I innocently asked John if he missed his long ponytail. John never really answered my question, and there was an awkward pause in the conversation. Later, I told my husband that I was horrified I might have unintentionally insulted John. Just so you know, John happens to be bald. I would never insult anyone about being bald, especially John Boney, who is the sweetest man I have ever known. When I asked my husband if he thought what I said was rude, he said no, but it is the equivalent of him asking you if you miss being able to wear a bikini. Please strike any memory that I mention wearing a bikini. So I thought this would be a good opportunity to do a PSA for baldness. Not a public service announcement, of course, but a proclamation of scalp appreciation. I come from a long line of fabulous bald men, and I married the best-looking bald man I could find. My intention for this commentary is to tell all you men out there, regardless of what your gradation of baldness is, congratulations. Women love bald men. Some say that baldness is caused by an overproduction of testosterone. Whatever, I just think it looks great. Please don't wear a toupee, a comb-over swoosh, forget Propecia and Rogaine. Don't plant the plugs, and whatever you do, do not even consider having your head tattooed with micro dots to appear to have a buzz cut. There is no way that will be a good look 30 years from now in the Liberty Commons dining hall. Love your head, embrace your baldness, rejoice in the fact that you have so much free time not having to use product. There are less clogs in the drain, and more importantly, you don't have to agonize if you should use shampoo and conditioner or a 2-in-1 combo. Wilmington is between Moorhead City and Baldhead Island, so what do you expect? Think of all the fabulous local men that are rocking it. My father Lawrence is 86 and has been bald for so long, I have no recollection of any hairdo. Consider Frank Block the best-looking bald man ever. Jim Wallace is the grand poobah of fabulous bald-headedness. There's R.J. Hogan, Steve Capps, and our local hometown hero, Michael Jordan. And I happen to be sitting across from the very debonair WHQR's own George Scheibner. So remember, if you're lucky enough to be bald, you will never have a bad hair day again.